The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Francesco Godin, Chairman and CEO of Quantum Blockchain Technologies. QBT is the ticker there. Francesco, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin. Thank you for inviting.
Yeah, and yesterday you announced a Bitcoin mining update, and there's some very impressive figures in there that you've achieved through your algorithm. And before we get into that, just explain for people not familiar with quantum blockchain technologies what you're about, please, Francesco.
Yeah, it's our mission is very simple: to develop the fastest and the cheapest to run miners in the industry. And we do it with three different approaches. One is about yesterday's announcement, using AI on top of existing mining chips. Second one is to design our own mining chip. And third one, which is a little bit longer term, but nevertheless the most important in the long run, which is designing mining equipment based on quantum computers. So this is basically our, in a nutshell, our mission.
Yeah, okay. Well, take us through this bit of news yesterday, the research results, and some of the figures you've come out with, if you could.
Yeah, okay. So we conducted a long series of experiments, which, I mean, lasted nearly 6 months. And finally, we have results, which are final and give us the certainty that our method works in a very, very, very efficient way compared to normal miners. So to make it simple in terms of explaining what we have achieved, so it's not testing again on this, is an achievement, so it's a solid result. We take two cars and one car, and there's a race of two cars. One can go on the main road and one can use shortcuts. So same car, different pilots. One pilot just knows the main road, the other pilot knows about the shortcuts. Mm-hmm. And we run a number of races, and we win 2.6 times more than the car which is driving on the main road. In Bitcoin mining, there's only one thing which matters: who gets to the at the end of the 10 minutes or at the end of this race first. So yes, it's nice that we can save 4.3 in terms of energy. So it's all saves are always very welcome. But what really matters is that we win the race 2.6 times more than the driver who drives on the main road. So this is a very, very, very impressive result in a situation where nobody thought that this would be possible. All the papers, all the industry directions are telling that this is not possible, and we have achieved this. So now, while we go from here, we have to basically transfer these results to a real-time situation. But it will be testing, but a different kind of testing. It will be testing to adapt a product in an industrial situation, whereas before it was testing to establish whether the method was working and to fine-tune the method. So yes, there will be other testing, but there will be testing on a product to be delivered. Before it was a testing to establish whether our approach was working, and that has been accomplished.
Yeah. Well, it's worth. I mean, that 2.6 times—that's a huge number for big miners. You know, if you got, like I say, if you got two, it's different companies with tens of thousands of these machines, and one is mining one Bitcoin, and the other, using your algorithm, is mining 2.6. That's a huge advantage. If you take it forward a bit, the one that's not using your algorithm would have mined 5 Bitcoin, and yours, using your algorithm, would have mined 13. That's that's a phenomenal advantage, isn't it?
It's massive. Yeah, it's absolutely massive. And not only puts a miner in an advantage position, but put the other miners in a very disadvantageous position. So it's really massive. And we are not pleased, we're more than pleased. And I mean, I'm so happy for the, we have three teams working on the AI application. And I'm so pleased that this team in this particular situation, after, I mean, they've been working on this almost 2 years, and the last 6 months or so in with tests and tests and tests. And so I'm very pleased that we have achieved this result and they have achieved this result.
Yeah. You mentioned about the difficulty. Explain that. Because before we came on, you explained that you gave a good analogy compared to sort of gold mining. Explain difficulty and what kind of difficulty you use for the, your tests, if you could.
Yeah, so basically, difficulty is a smart, simple algorithm set up by whoever invented and designed the Bitcoin system to make sure that regardless of the number of people involved in the mining, so let's call them miners, the amount of, say, if you're mining gold, of gold you mine every 10 minutes is the same. So basically, to make sure that regardless of the miners, you keep the same throughput constant, you have basically to push virtually or metaphorically the gold in the mine deeper. So if there are less miner, then you push it up, but you make sure that there is a constant throughput of gold extracted. And so basically what we have now established with our methodology is that we can mine 2.6 times faster or with better chance of, say, of mining compared to who doesn't have this algorithm on their machines. And basically to use this machine, this algorithm at the current level of difficulty where the gold is very, very, very deep down in the mine, you need anyway a large number of miners, which we are in the process of acquiring so that we can basically use our method B with our technology at this current level of difficulty, but that involves using and acquiring real miners and to run everything on a large number of machines, either within our company or with the partnership with the miners that have already the equipment available.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And so just quickly then, before we get into the three reasons, so next is what? What are you doing next, Francesco?
Well, I mean, this is quite demanding in terms of organizing and getting all these miners and having a small team which will turn this method in an industrial product which can be downloaded. I mean, there are all sorts of implication in creating and going from a research result into a product, but that's exactly what we're doing, and this is what will be the next step. At the same time, we have other methods that are working, and so is this is just one of the results that we have achieved. And but this is the one where we will focus first.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Okay, well, Francesco, if you could, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add quantum blockchain technologies to their watch list, please.
Okay, so the beauty of this technology, the first point, is that whatever, however fast is the ASIC chip to start Bitcoin now in the future, we can always sit on the shoulder of this chip and add performance. The second one, this is a real breakthrough in the industry. The third one is that especially with the halving approaching next year, where the reward will be half of what it is today, this technology could make some of the companies and profitable, whereas in the current situation they would be loss making.
Marvelous stuff. Thanks very much for that, Francesco, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.